Tucker Carlson, George Soros, part of the reason why so many people are being robbed, raped and killed in U.S. cities right now. By Jeff Poor on December 16, 2020. Tuesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson explained how left-wing billionaire George Soros was financing politicians outside of the mainstream of the United States, which he described as subverting our democracy. Carlson focused on Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, whose candidacy was financed in part by Soros to the tune of more than $2 million. Transcript as follows. Carlson: "We paid close attention to a number of big elections recently. But it turns out that many of the most important elections are the ones you hear nothing about. The news media barely covers them. Most voters don't know they're happening. As a result of this, a small group of committed extremists gets to control the outcome of those elections, often with disastrous results. It happens all the time. Bill de Blasio, for example, is a very famous person. But he was elected to his current term as mayor with the support of 8.5% of all New Yorkers. De Blasio then used that non-mandate from a totally non-representative Potemkin election to completely destroy the biggest city in our country. It's not democracy as we were taught it, yet increasingly, it's how things work here. George Soros understands that. Soros has an eye for vulnerabilities. He became extraordinarily rich by finding ways to exploit the weaknesses in systems that he did not himself build. In the early 1990s, Soros became a billionaire by shorting the British pound, crushing the Bank of England in the process. He went on to repeat those tactics in other financial crises in countries around the world. And then George Soros turned his attention to the United States, where he decided he would fundamentally change our society. Soros began funding politicians and political initiatives that had very little popular support. But because so few were paying attention to what he was doing, he often got his way. On those rare occasions when Soros was criticized for doing this, for subverting our democracy, he and his allies in the news media screamed bigotry. He was yet another oppressed billionaire victim of discrimination. And mostly, that tactic works because it always works, so he kept doing it. If you're wondering why so many people are being robbed, raped and killed in American cities right now, George Soros is part of the reason for that. Soros has funded the campaign of left-wing extremists in district attorney races all over the country, in cities like Philadelphia, St. Louis, Chicago, Boston. Traditionally, a prosecutor's job is to enforce the law, but Soros wanted rigid ideologues who would refuse to do that, and instead let murderers and rapists go free while allowing our society itself to degrade and collapse. In Los Angeles, Soros won his biggest victory so far. In the most recent election, Soros backed a candidate for district attorney called George Gascon. Soros spent more than $2 million on Gascon's campaign. The 90-year-old Hungarian was Gascon's single biggest donor by far. In the end, Gascon won. What happened next was the entire point of the exercise. Gascon stopped enforcing the law in Los Angeles. Yesterday, we learned that he is now moving to dismiss all sentencing enhancements against an alleged double murderer. A man who was accused of murdering a Los Angeles sheriff's deputy called Joseph Solano, shooting him in the back of the head last year. That would make, if this change goes through, that man, the man suspected of a double murder, including of a police officer, eligible for parole, and that's the point of it. Now the details in the story are important. So we're going to begin tonight with the man who broke the story. From Los Angeles, Fox's Bill Milligan joins us now. Bill, thanks for coming on. So give the background here, if you would, to viewers who aren't familiar with it. Bill Milligan, reporter, Fox Los Angeles. So Tucker, it's a particularly heinous case and it is ruffling a lot of feathers here in LA because, as you mentioned, we're not just talking about an accused cop killer here. We're talking about an accused double murderer who could potentially be getting out of prison early because of George Gascon's new reforms. So, rewind the clock to June of last year. That's when LA County Sheriff's Deputy Joey Solano was just standing in line at a Jack in the Box in Alhambra waiting for his food when police say some nut job from Utah, a guy allegedly by the name of Rhett Nelson, just walks in, pulls out a gun and shoots him in the back of the head, cold-blooded, execution style. Deputy Solano would later die in the hospital surrounded by his family. But that's not it. Just 1 hour before that shooting, Police say the exact same suspect shot at a group of skateboarders in downtown LA and killed one of them, a Russian national by the name of Dmitry Koltsov, a professional skateboarder. So the suspect gets arrested, he gets charged with these murders. But what I found out yesterday and confirmed with the DA's office is that under George Gascon's new directives, they are looking to dismiss all of the special circumstances and enhancements in the case. Specifically, they want to get rid of the gun enhancement causing great bodily injury and the special circumstance of multiple murders. Just those things alone would potentially put this guy away from life with parole if he were to be convicted. If the judge signs off on getting rid of these enhancements, life with parole is off the table. The death penalty is already off the table because Mr. Gascon got rid of it. And if these enhancements are stripped, this suspect, this double murder suspect, could potentially get out of prison someday after a certain amount of years. We don't know what those years are yet. So as you can imagine, that deputy's family is furious. I understand you're going to speak to her here shortly. I interviewed her last night. She said Gascon has to remember who the real victims are. She went as far as calling George Gascon someone like a devil. She's irate. She's furious. She says he never reached out to the family, and that her brother is the victim, not the man accused of shooting him. I reached out to Mr. Gascon's office for a statement on this case, and they essentially told me in a nutshell. These enhancements are primarily fueling what they say is the mass incarceration problem, and he campaigned on moving away from that. He is delivering on his promises of radically changing the system here in LA. And they went on to say that, you know, years and decades down the road, if a judge or the parole board determines that this suspect can be rehabilitated, they believe it makes more sense to let him back out in the public. So it's not a cost on the taxpayers, which I think that's a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow out here when you're talking about an accused cop killer and double murderer. So ultimately, it's going to be a judge who decides this. There's going to be a hearing on January 11th, a pretrial hearing. The deputy's family is going to get a chance to make a victim's impact statement there. It'll then be up to the judge to decide, is he going to side with Mr. Gascon and drop these enhancements, or will he side with the family and keep them? Tucker, we will send it back to you. Carlson, Bill, I appreciate it. Thanks for breaking the story. In a moment, as you heard, we will speak to Christina Solano. She's the sister of the slain officer, Joseph Solano. But before we do some context, you should know that what's happening in this case is not unusual, and it won't be going forward. George Gascon has promised to stop seeking enhancements in every case that comes before his office. In all of Los Angeles, our second biggest city. Now normally, in a functioning society, prosecutors are allowed, if they wish, to seek longer prison terms for criminals who inflict great bodily harm, for example, on their victims or those who carry out gang assassinations in public. George Gascon is getting rid of those additional penalties along with cash bail and the death penalty. Now, why is he doing this? It's very simple. George Gascon, like the billionaires who made his current job possible, is removed enough personally from the consequences of crime that he can powerfully identify with the criminals rather than with their many victims. Begin video clip. George Gascon, Los Angeles District Attorney. We criminalize behavior largely associated with poverty, loitering, drinking in public, public intoxication, possession of drugs and paraphernalia, and more. End video clip. Carlson, so poverty causes crime. That's an idea that has no support whatsoever in actual social science. There's no evidence for that at all. But it's the kind of thing that halfwits learn in college, repeat, and when they get power, turn into policy. The irony is we know exactly what policies like Gascon is imposing on Los Angeles will do and who they will hurt. They will affect people who live in the neighborhoods with the most crime, and those are the poorest neighborhoods. We know that will happen because it's happened before and George Gascon did it. George Gascon was the district attorney in San Francisco for 8 years, from 2011 to 2019. Over his tenure, the city of San Francisco recorded the third highest rate of violent crime in all of California. San Francisco's rate of property crimes increased by 37%. In 2017, the city of San Francisco, which is not a big place, reported 31,000 car burglaries as the worst year in the history of the city. So here's what George Gaskin's legacy looked like for normal people. In this case for business owners in San Francisco. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, voiceover. The Walgreens at Van Ness and Eddy in San Francisco will close its doors for good November 11th. Customers say the store is known for being a notoriously easy place to shoplift. Unidentified female, I've heard that Walgreens is really easy to peel from. Question, why is that? Unidentified male, because they don't chase you. Unidentified male, voiceover, and neighbors agree shoplifting has been an ongoing problem at this location and may be a major factor in why it will soon be closed. Customers say the shelves are bare, the company not even bothering to restock. Unidentified male, this store is completely wiped out. I've watched these guys come in and just grab boxes full of honey buns and walk out. Poor guys inside, they can't do anything about it. End video clip. Carlson, completely wiped out. So bam. No more drugstore. You can't walk to go buy things. The fabric starts to unravel. That's what George Soros is funding. That's the point of funding it. They can't do anything about it. You heard the business owner say. He is talking about the police. So what good is calling the police when they won't even take a report when they arrive? Under George Gaskin's tenure in San Francisco, arrest flatlined and you can see why. There was no point in arresting people. On Gaskin's orders, prosecutors in San Francisco filed criminal charges in only about 50% of felony cases over 8 years from 2011 to 2019. 50% of felony cases, and the misdemeanor cases had dropped to 40%. So nothing to do, prosecutors left Gaskin's office in huge numbers. In his final term, a total of 61 San Francisco prosecutors, out of 140, left their post, almost half resigned. Now these numbers have been public for years, but you don't need the statistics. It is obvious to anyone who lives in San Francisco that the city is being destroyed and George Gaskin is one of the main reasons for that. It's so obvious that the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, no conservative, declined to endorse George Gaskin in his race this year. The San Francisco city attorney also declined. In other words, even some of the worst least table, most mediocre politicians in the United States looked at George Gaskin and said, he is too much for us. He's a threat to the people he represents. George Soros looked at him and said, that's the man I want to fund. That's the country I want America to become. The people of Los Angeles are fully aware of this. They know now what George Gaskin is planning for them for their city. But they know there's nothing they can do to stop him. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, DeMichael Lofton Thomas is the mother of a murdered victim. Her son, Jarek, was killed by a minor. She says new DA George Gaskin is sending the wrong message if he stops charging juveniles as adults. DeMichael Lofton Thomas, mother of murdered child. In learning that, oh, I can go out and kill somebody and the lawyers are just going to largest slap me on the wrist and put me in time out like I'm 3 years old, and then they're going to release me back into the streets, so I can kill again. End video clip. Carlson, her child was murdered. Does George Gaskin care? Of course not. Does George Soros care? Well, he sent $2.2 million to George Gaskin. That answers the question. And the grieving mother, she can't raise money for the Democratic Party. She's not raising money for BLM. No one cares what she thinks. We think it's important to hear directly from the people whose lives are affected, overturned in some cases, ended by George Gaskin and George Soros who funds him. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.